Mallory Wegman had no idea that the words her father spoke to her as a child each night would become so important to her.
Every day growing up, Mom and Dad would tuck us in for bed, and Dad would say, "You're the best. You can make a difference, and you can change the world."
You're the best. You can make a difference, and you can change the world. Mallory had heard those confirming statements all her life, but she had no idea how those words of affirmation would become such an important part of her story.
It's a story I hate sharing. You know, I was an 18-year-old kid. I had just graduated high school in June of 2007. It was January of 2008. And I was going in on January 21st of 2008 for what was to be my third and final epidural injection for back pain.
It was a simple procedure, usually only taking about 30 minutes to complete. Mallory was expecting to be home for dinner.
Unfortunately, as a result of the injection that day and what occurred in the four walls of that room, I never walked out.
At 18 years old, in great health, Mallory Wegman was now paralyzed from the waist down. But being paralyzed was not going to define Mallory Wegman for the rest of her life.
It was my first night home from the hospital after my spinal cord injury. And my parents had gotten me settled in my room, and my mom and dad had just finished tucking me in, and they were leaving the room, and my dad peeked his head in and repeated those words and then proceeded to shut the door. It was a night where so much in my world had changed, and I think the weight of those words and the significance of those words really caused me to pause for the first time.
You're the best. You can make a difference, and you can change the world. Those same words, but now they had new meaning. For Mallory, it was the first night of her new journey. A journey, as you can imagine, filled with countless emotions.
For me, I had to let myself be angry at first because I had to allow myself to realize I have every right to be angry. I mean, I was an 18-year-old, otherwise healthy young woman who walked in and didn't walk out. I think you get to be angry for a little bit at that. It's valid. And so I think for me, as backwards as it sounds, I just had to let myself be a little angry and be upset and be confused and all the emotions that came with it because they're really valid emotions. But I will say one of the biggest gifts that I gave myself in this, well, it took time. I did choose to forgive. In that forgiveness, I also allowed myself to be set free.
And it was in this setting free that Mallory found even greater freedom. In high school, Mallory was a competitive swimmer. After being paralyzed, she couldn't imagine the pool ever being a place of freedom.
I definitely didn't seek out the pool to start. I had been home from the hospital for maybe 3.5-4 weeks. There was a newspaper article in our local newspaper in the Twin Cities back home in Minnesota, and it was about the 2008 Beijing Paralympic trials for swimming, and they were being hosted at the University of Minnesota Aquatic Center. And so we saw the newspaper article as a family, and you know, my parents and sister, small talk around the kitchen table at breakfast that morning, said, "We should go." And I grew up in a swimming family. I'm the baby of three girls. We all swam competitively. And so we spent many a weekends at that pool at swim meets. When we went to the pool that night, it was the final session, and it was my first exposure point to the Paralympic movement. And for me, it was also an eye-opener to the idea that there was life after injury. And it was really empowering to see athletes showcasing their craft and their athleticism and their eliteness and being able to witness that so early after my paralysis. I was with my sister that night and I leaned over to her and I just looked at the pool and I said, "What if I could do that?" And she just simply said, "Why not?"
Why not? Just two words. But to Mallory, they were words of possibility. They were words like, "You're the best. You can make a difference. and you can change the world.
And so we end up meeting the coach that coached my U.S. swimming club team out of the University of Minnesota that night. And he said, come by practice anytime. And I went by the pool on Monday with my dad. And I didn't bring a suit. I didn't think I was actually going to get in and swim. And he said, why don't you get in? I was like, nah, I don't have a suit. And a few of my former high school teammates were swimming for the Minnesota Gophers, and they had just finished practice. And one of them said, let me go grab you one of mine. And there I was, 2.5 months after my paralysis, getting back in the water for the first time. I think I was yearning for a place where I could turn, where not everything started and stopped with being the girl who had just been paralyzed. And I wanted to just be able to be me and be in a place that I felt free. For me, that is and always has been the water and the black line.
So Mallory got back into the water.
I remember being terrified to physically get in the water. I have memories of treading water, looking up at who apparently was into my now coach, and him saying, just start swimming, and me thinking like, how the heck am I supposed to just start swimming? And then I stopped thinking. I placed my face in the water. I looked at the black line, and I put my hands in front of the other, forming a freestyle stroke like I've known how to do my entire life. And I remember feeling by the third, fourth, fifth stroke, with each passing one, just everything had washed away, and it was just me and the pressure of the water and the palms of my hand and the black line beneath me, and it was just my little world. It was the place that I could go that I wasn't frustrated with my body. And so I went back to it every day for no other reason than I just wanted to go somewhere where it was just me and the water, and that was that.
Through hard work, belief in the impossible, and undying confidence, Mallory has shown the world why not. Now training for her fifth Paralympic Games, Mallory is a 4-time Olympic gold medalist. She has set world records over a dozen times. She is a dominant force in paraswimming. She is now a wife and a mother of a beautiful daughter. Mallory Wegeman has accomplished more in her life than she ever thought possible when told at 18 years old she would never walk again.
The biggest thing I've learned about myself is that I'm stronger than I ever gave myself credit for. And the biggest thing I've learned in totality is to not take the moments for granted. And I think that that's something when I look back in this bigger picture, when I do grieve my paralysis, I don't grieve the fact that I'm not on 2 feet walking. I grieve the fact that I don't feel my toes between the sand anymore. I think that that's the other thing that it taught me, is not to take things for granted and to appreciate the seemingly insignificant beauties that exist around us.
Mallory Wegeman, Olympic swimmer, gold medalist, world record holder, wife, mother, success.
We all have our own journey, and in those journeys, we all have good days and we have bad days. And when you're in the depths of it, it's really, really easy to feel that that moment is all encompassing. And I think it's so important for all of us. And I even, all these years later, have to remind myself this at times. There is light on the other end. And I think it's just a reminder to put in perspective that the here and now is not as big as it feels all the time. And there's something so much more beyond it.
She's become the best. She's made a difference, and she's changed her world. And throughout her journey, she hasn't forgotten those words of encouragement. Words of encouragement. Pass them on from passiton.com. If you've enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, please subscribe and pass it on. Passiton.com, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.